presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Scott from Oak Harbor is. Scott, are you there?
I am.
All right, Steve, time for you to get out of here.
See ya.
For those playing along, Scott will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Scott?
I am.
What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Correct. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Correct. How many four-year public colleges and universities does Washington State have?
3, 4, 5.
No. What NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
Chicago Bears.
Correct. How many Academy Awards has Meryl Streep won?
2, 5, 7.
No. What continent is home to a museum of failed inventions?
North America,
no.
South America,
no.
Europe.
Yes, Europe. Which TV show are the Clampets from?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her right hand?
An umbrella.
Correct. How many Canadian provinces does Montana share a border with?
2, 3, 4.
3, yes. In the movie Free Willy, what kind of animal is Willy?
An orca.
Yes. And with that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, Scott. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Kind of a boss, honestly. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I don't know why I said a Muppet voice.
I liked it. Are you feeling ready, sir?
Whoa.
What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Yes. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
That would be crap. Buzz Aldrin?
No.
What's the other guy? Oh, no, because Buzz Aldrin got mad at someone one time, and I think I snapped. What the hell is that? I'll come back to it. Pass.
How many four-year public colleges and universities does Washington State have?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No. What NFL team plays at Soldier Field?
That would be the Chicago Bears?
Yes. How many Academy Awards has Meryl Streep won?
1?
No.
7?
No.
11?
No. What continent is home to a museum of failed inventions?
North America.
No.
Europe.
Yes. Which TV show are the Clampets from?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Correct. In the famous logo, what is the Morton Salt girl holding in her right hand?
An umbrella.
Yes. How many Canadian provinces does Montana share a border with?
4.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes. In the movie Free Willy, what kind of animal is Willy?
A whale.
Yes. How many four-year... Oh, sorry. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
I can't think of his freaking name, and it's been bothering me the whole game.
It's Neil Armstrong.
Damn it!
Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is not enough to beat Scott. Scott, you win 8-7.
Oh,
congratulations.
Finally bumped it up from 5 wins.
Yeah. Oh!
The entire game, all I kept trying to figure out is what I knew it was
Armstrong.
Neil. I knew it was. I could not think of his last name. I kept thinking Sadaka, but that's a singer.
Yeah, very different. Neither of you got correct that the number of four-year public colleges and universities in our state is 6. We have UW, WSU, Western, Central, Eastern, and Evergreen State College. Go Gooey Ducks.
I didn't know we were counting WSU. I forgot.
Oh, my gosh. Get him out of here. The number of Academy Awards Meryl Streep has won, 3. And Montana shares a border with... Oh, you got
that
one correct.
I got that one right.
3 Canadian provinces. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Steve, I'm sorry that you couldn't remember Neil Armstrong.
You sound really broken up about it.
You'll never forget his name again.
I probably would if you asked me tomorrow.
The Daily Mix Show.
After a full hour of his constant complaining, my son experienced a very exciting first yesterday.
Showtime.
I'm going to tell you what he did after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
After it sitting there for more than a decade, yesterday, my husband and I finally got to take out his rusted old rowboat on a little fishing trip, and Barrett got to experience a first.
You got him, Barrett? Let me see. Oh, boy! Hold on.
Look at this guy.
Hold on, here's the net. Hey, Barrett! Look at that! Hey! Barrett, say hey, fish on!
Fish on.
Got him, Barrett?
I don't know which one I'm more impressed by, that Barrett caught a fish or the boat didn't sink.
Oh, there were some moments where we thought it was going to.
For real?
You guys.
Did you guys not seal it up right?
Well, the last time we took it out, it definitely still had some amount of a leak going on. So we had done some patching and some flex sealing and all this stuff. It definitely was taking on water. Brad was bailing every couple minutes. We lived to tell the tale.
Remember like those infomercials with that guy that would like
have the Gorilla Glue or whatever?
Whatever that spray was that you could, I could just spray a door and you can float on.
Well, guess what? When we got back, we ended up finding where the hole was. Now we've actually patched the hole, so we should be better next time.
With duct tape.
With duct tape. But after the big event, I talked to Barrett about catching his first fish. Barrett, what big thing happened today?
I caught my first fish.
What did it feel like when you were reeling him in?
Pulling down a tree.
Pulling down a tree.
How heavy was this fish?
Very.
Like pulling down a tree?
Yeah, like a small little tree.
How much do you think the fish weighed?
Probably like not even 1 pound.
Not even 1 pound? What kind of fish was it?
Ooh, Danny, any guesses?
I'm going to go with a trout.
Trout.
Salmon.
It was a trout.
Oh.
Salmon.
Yeah. It was a
trout.
Trout.
Trout. And what do you think of fishing all around? What's your review of fishing on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being it's awful and 10 being it's the best.
7.
Oh, that's pretty good. You want to go fishing again?
Not for another few days.
Okay. Well, why was that?
If you had
was
asked
he having
him,
fun until he caught the fish, or was he bored?
Oh no, he was so angry. He wanted off that lake. He was laying down, complaining. When is this going to be over? I just want to go back to the shore. Fishing is boring.
Give me a tablet. Can I play on your phone?
It was awful.
It was a trap.
But after that, he was happy as a clam.
Can you guys take me fishing if Barrett doesn't want to go?
Yes, absolutely. Fishing.
Did you guys eat the trout?
No, we actually just did a little catch and release of this guy.
Aww. What the hell is the point of that?
Well, sometimes you keep them, sometimes you don't.
You have a fish tank, throw it in there.
Oh my, well, that Barrett absolutely wanted to keep it as a pet.
See, I mean, I know, you got to just eat whatever you catch.
Oh
you
my God.
I mean, why are you throwing it back? That seems like torture. Now you just tortured the poor fish.
No, you take the hook out and you let it go.
How would you like it if someone just came by, just took something sharp, shoved it in your mouth, and then pulled it back out later?
I mean, I'd probably like that better than being eaten.
Debatable. But that's not the only exciting thing that I heard happen this weekend.
No, no. Barrett also got a new pet.
Wait, you got me a pet leopard gecko? I got a pet leopard gecko!
What do you think?
Okay, so, memory serves me correct. You promised him if he gets a black belt in karate, he'll get this
taekwondo,
leopard...
Taekwondo, Steve. It's taekwondo.
Okay, a black belt in taekwondo that he would get a leopard gecko.
A leopard gecko.
He hasn't gotten a black belt
yet. He's not gotten a black belt yet.
But you got him one.
Yeah, because I'm a pushover, and I can't help myself sometimes, and I'm a spoiling mom. So,
at least you're being honest.
Our friends...
I mean, I bought Tatum yesterday a Woody from Toy Story toy at Target.
See, we're all doing it. We're all doing it.
My wife gave me a hard time. I'm like, that was her gift for... first day of school. She's like, that just seems ridiculous. You dropped $40 on this thing.
Well, our friends months ago hit me up and they said, we have this leopard gecko. We're trying to rehome it. And I was like, absolutely not. Well, then in the past couple of weeks, Barrett's gotten very into leopard geckos and his birthday is coming up. It hasn't even happened yet, but I just decided to go and get in the leopard gecko and got it all set up.
But also you got it for free.
Yes. And he knows that because at first he said, how much was it? And I said, well, we rehomed it. We gave him a new home. So, and he's like, it was free. He can't believe it.
I mean, you can't pass that up.
I mean, it was free when it started. But then we went to Hewitt Reptile in Everett. And we bought a new UVB light. And we bought some cockroaches. And we bought some crickets. And we bought some vitamins. We bought a lot of stuff.
How much money did you end up spending?
I mean, we're probably into it about $120 so far. But then the best part is, so it came with the name Nugget, which I thought was a fine name.
Okay.
Barrett has decided to rename it.
Yeah. What's the name?
Adominus Rex.
Okay.
Adominus Rex. I don't even know where that comes from.
So are we calling him Rex for short?
Sure.
Okay.
I still like Nugget better, but it's not even my pet anymore.
How do you like this thing now?
I actually love it. She is so sweet. She's very docile. She loves humans.
Do you take it out of its tank?
All day, yes. I mean, Barrett wants to hold this thing multiple times a day, so yes.
So what about you? Would you have it out? Are you like, do you let it just roam around? Like, how does that even...
I mean, you kind of
stupid question, but like, can you just like turn your back and be okay with it? Or are you worried that it's going to run away?
I would definitely be worried that it would, you know, go missing.
Do you have a leash for it?
No. Do they make leashes for leopard geckos,
though? I mean, I'm sure on Etsy you could find anything. Somebody probably made a leash.
That would be
awesome. Or you could probably commission somebody to make you a leash.
But she really is a cool pet. I'm excited to be a gecko mom.
Okay, Steve. I have a question. How long do you think it's going to be before this lady owns a snake now?
No, absolutely not.
It's literally, I give it 3 months.
Absolutely
this is a gateway
not.
Drug. I think when your son gets his black belt in Taekwondo, you're going to get him a snake.
100%.
Absolutely not.
Says that.
I can hear it right now. Barrett.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics.
You're totally right, Danny. Yeah.
We really need your help. We said earlier this morning that we would like to hit $8,000 in support of Kicks for Kids with our friends at Mary's Place this morning. And Steve, we're not doing it. We have not moved the needle.
No, well, I mean, also, I think we have to let people know that Taryn also mentioned that if we hit $8,000, that she would buy Barrett a snake.
Absolutely not.
So we are just a couple hundred dollars away. We have $7,873 raised so far, thanks to the generosity of some Rockaholics. An anonymous donation of $150. Barb Burgoyne donated $25. Constance Rosenbaum donated $50. Eric Templeton donated $77. You know why? Because 77, because you get eight more.
I like
69
it.
Club. I like it.
That's a very good one.
Yes, 100%. Thank you, Rockaholics.
Keep it going. You can make a donation to support Kicks for Kids at KISW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
49ers owner Jed York was arrested in Ohio after allegedly using the fake name Joe to respond to an undercover prostitution ad. This is the Today Show reporting on it.
According to court documents, York pleaded no contest to one count of disorderly conduct Monday, amended from the original charge of engaging in prostitution. Investigators say the Ohio native responded to an undercover ad placed on a known prostitution website by a local human trafficking task force. Allegedly.
Well, what's the website? No, just kidding. The whole time when I first saw the mugshot and all that, I was like, this is an Onion article.
Oh,
this
for
can't
sure.
be for real. This is just crazy.
Allegedly arranging to pay a woman at this trailer park $140 for sex. The father of two, who court records show filed for divorce earlier this year, was sentenced.
Oh, okay. At first, I was like, this guy's disgusting. He's married with kids. But if he's divorced, I mean, let the guy have some
fun. Let him spend his $140.
Yeah, exactly.
Was sentenced to one day in jail, given credit for time served, and ordered to pay more than $1,100 in fines.
Just think of how many hookers in Ohio he could got for those fines.
$1,100? Wow.
So he dropped $140. Well, he was trying to.
Didn't happen. But many, of course, have thoughts on all of this and a lot of jokes. So let's go straight to the comments.
Found a bunch of these comments. I was like, well, who could read it? And then I was thinking, well, who's like one of the more famous ladies of the evening in the world of film history?
Julia Roberts.
You know it.
Yes!
Pretty Woman herself.
Yes.
We got her reading the comments about Jed York and his, well, inappropriate behavior.
I think the question is, how many times did he do this to get finally caught?
I'm sure this was the first time he never did it before.
Yeah.
It was just a moment of just impulse.
Yeah.
I always wonder that, too. When someone gets caught for something pretty heinous, you're like, this isn't the first time.
No, it totally is, man.
Like, I bet he's been to a lot of different trailer parks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even when you can have filet every night, sometimes you just want a greasy burger.
Yeah. Oh, so the trailer park call girl is like a greasy burger.
They're so good.
Still delicious.
You weren't supposed to take the saying, bang, bang, Niner gang. Literally. Jed.
Couldn't happen to a better franchise. I was like, oh, man. If I'm a 49ers fan, I'm just going to like decide maybe this isn't the year I trash talk other teams.
No. Just keep it shut.
Yeah.
So that equals out to $35 per tooth.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was some math done to that. Maybe that's why he went, for the lack of teeth.
It could be helpful in some arenas.
What was your thought when you first saw that? I was like, of all places, he went to a trailer park.
Well, he's from Ohio. You know, maybe it felt real homey to him to go back there
to
the scene of the,
helping out the community.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Damn. Looks like the owners put a salary cap on this, too. This is the most 49er thing ever. Love to see it. Go Hawks.
Of course, all the Hawks fans are coming out in
just
droves.
Rabid.
Yeah, having the best time.
San Francisco 69ers coming your way.
Okay.
I like that.
I might get that jersey. Yeah.
Yes. The Browns are like, finally, an embarrassing Ohio football story that isn't about us.
Yeah. They did it.
It's saying a lot.
They finally did it.
I mean, he could have gotten away with this in so many different ways.
Yeah, he's not very good at it.
Clearly.
Yeah, but only $70 of it was guaranteed.
Oh, okay. Like a true football contract.
Dig it.
Like, what's the next owner's meeting like? What's that? Was it the Kraft guy, Robert Kraft? Didn't he have issues? He's probably going to pull him aside and be like, hey, man.
Bro.
You want to talk? Compare notes? God.
Wait, a trailer park hooker in Ohio costs $140? That seems excessive.
I don't know. That's a pretty good deal.
Sounds like a steal.
I guess it depends on what she looks like. Of course, this isn't a real person. Like, they did a sting on him.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a rich billionaire. He can f*** any model, and he decided to have sex with a trailer trash hooker in Ohio? Why?
Because he can, or thought he could.
Sometimes you still dig the hood rats.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. For back when he wasn't a billionaire.
Brings him back.
Yeah, when he was a millionaire.
When he was, simpler times.
All right, we got one more comment, again, about Jed York, the San Francisco 49ers owner who got busted for, soliciting a lady of the evening.
Some people have never spent time with a trailer park prostitute in Ohio, and it shows.
Thank you, Julia Roberts.
Don't knock it till you try it.
The Daily Mix Show.
One of Dolly Parton's biggest hit songs was almost an Elvis song. We're going to reveal which one during What's Trending after Def Leppard. We know that many of you are waking up and sipping down some caffeine, trying to keep up with the world around you. And pop culture is a very busy place. So we've gone through all the stories and we will tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Dolly Parton passed away yesterday after a brief battle with cancer at 80 years old. She will be laid to rest alongside her husband, Carl Dean. They were married almost 60 years at Woodlawn Memorial Park and Mausoleum in Nashville. After it was announced that she had left the planet, her family posted an official video statement that had been prearranged by Dolly. Part of it, comes from her nephew, Brian Seaver, the son of Cassie Parton, and he had been the head of Dolly's security for more than two decades.
Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. She has always been on your television, your record player, your CD, and on your phone playlist, becoming an extended part of your family. Our family and the team she has entrusted with her legacy will work diligently to ensure her spirit will live with us forever. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
And back in 2022, they had actually asked Dolly how she would like to be remembered someday, and her response was, totally Dolly.
Well, a lot of people ask me, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, golly, she looks good for her age.
That's awesome. And I know there's a lot of good local tie-ins as far as with her imagination.
The Imagination Children's Library, founded that back in the mid-90s and donated, I think, over 270 million books to children all over the country. And if you have young kids, it's something anybody can sign up for. And we got so excited every single month to receive our book from Dolly.
We got a few books through that, and I read that it was 40,000 kids in Washington currently receive books through that program. So it definitely has has touched many kids here in the Pacific Northwest.
And when we received the final book, the Hey, You're Going Off to Kindergarten, I cried my eyes out like a little baby. I was so excited that we got to be part of that.
My scamming ass, so I was trying to figure out a way to I should re-sign back up and just say I just had a child. I'm like, well, what am I going to do with these now? books that are meant for like a 1 year old. Oh. But Tatum, we got another book from Dolly Parton. Yes, it's the dumbest, most simple book you could ever read, but it's free.
They are so much fun. Definitely sign up if you've got the little ones.
Something I read this morning, I did not even realize that one of her biggest songs was almost done by Elvis Presley, and that song is I Will Always Love You, and she explained why she didn't let him have the rights to the song. And actually, I mean, pretty smart on her end, because she would have lost a lot of money if she would have done that.
Elvis' manager wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. It broke my heart because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. Elvis loved this song. In fact, Priscilla had told me that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her walking out. So she said he did love it.
That's a weird way to end your marriage.
Yeah, I will always love you. Dolly style.
And there he is just saying, I could totally picture Elvis Presley singing it.
100%. That would definitely suit his voice.
So I know like Dolly was a big deal for you.
Yeah. So it's always been that way because when I was a little girl, I learned that I shared a birthday with her. I learned I shared a birthday with her and Janis Joplin, January 19th, baby. So I, for some reason, I always felt very connected to both of those women. But Dolly, I actually got to like, you know, grow up watching her and learning her music and just watching the way that she took care of the world around her and how she paid it forward. She never had any children of her own, but she started this incredible library for kids all over. And the way that she just gave back and the way that she never forgot where she came from growing up poor, you know, the community that she grew up in, she always gave back. And by all accounts, she could have been a billionaire had she chosen to be, but she donated so much of her own money to causes that mattered to her. Huh. And I will just always love that about Dolly.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I saw a lot of people posting online just about like how, like, you know, that's a big part of why I think so many people fell in love with Dolly Parton and continue to love her. And that's why a lot of people are truly broken up about the fact that she passed. Oh, and also, I didn't even know she was battling cancer.
Yeah.
Like, I knew she was having some health issues recently, but like she did something like a couple of months ago and she sounded and looked great.
Yeah, she really had a way about her, and I don't think we'll ever have, there will never be another Dolly, but the fact that we got to live in the same lifetime as her, I just think is a really special thing.
Absolutely. And I love, though, the fact that like you have a tie-in, because I didn't know that your birthday was the same day.
Yeah, January 19th.
It's funny, like, you build a connection with someone because you share a birthday, because my Tommy Lee, October 3rd, and I was like, that's crazy. Me and Tommy Lee were so much alike. We both play drums. Oh, wait, he's a good drummer, and he's also known for being larger than life.
And you're not.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you can take down Steve Miggs? He has 227 wins, 138 losses, and 65 ties so far in 2026.
I also share a birthday with Gwen Stefani, but we don't have the same stomach.
206-803-ROCK. Call now if you think that you can beat Miggs at 850.